Oh, come on, say thank you, Jesus. Ah, he's awesome. He's awesome. Oh, your presence is awesome in this place. Mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the honor, all the glory, now and forevermore. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are here again to commune with you, to admonish one another, to press on, to press on, to press on, fighting the good fight of faith. We thank you, Lord, because you died, you rose again, we have hope in you. Without your death and your resurrection, we have no hope at all, at all. But we thank you because you are not dead. You are alive. Therefore, we shall live also. You say, behold, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also. Amen? Believest thou this? I believe. I believe. So, Lord, as we enter your word today, be with us. Take over my senses. Take over my vocal cords. Let your children, the hearer and the admonisher, receive a blessing from the King. Let us not be the same when we leave this place, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, nobody meets with you and remains the same. The Bible said everywhere you went, you were doing good. Everywhere you went. Father, Lord, that today we may prepare our hearts to see you and to meet with you and to dine with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. All glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, and everybody said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Today, it's a different kind of admonition. Very different. Very different. There's a scripture that's been running through my head for almost a year or two. And I've just been, you know, as just a line of scripture. And it keeps whirling in your head. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened? Maybe it's only me. But it just keeps whirling and I can't shake it off. So I'm going to read that scripture to us. And it's the basis of what I'm going to share with us today. You won't be the same. You won't be the same. Because as I went on and started doing this research, I was awestruck at what I found, and it made me start to think again on everything we get involved with, even physically. Amen? Physically. The scripture is this. Revelation chapter 11. I'll say it 11b because the last. He said, and the name, Pastor Yoda, I'll be going through the book of Revelations. So it's just one line there that's been ringing in my head for almost a year. See, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, and they should be judged, that shouldest give reward unto thy servants and thy prophets, and to the saints and them that fear thy name, small and great. And thou shouldest destroy them which destroyed the earth. Destroyed them who destroyed the earth. It means, what do I read from that? It means God is concerned about his creation. If somebody agrees with me, let me see your hand up. The earth. It means he's concerned about what is going on in the earth. Because he said he will judge those that destroy the earth. That will not be our portion. Because we are redeemed by the blood. And every pronouncement, God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Can somebody say amen? Because he went to the cross. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Genesis chapter 1. So keep that scripture in the back of your mind. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Behold, he had not created the sun yet. So there was something else. There was someone else. See, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was, what? Good. Every time throughout the scriptures, as he created something, he said, it was good. It was good. Who and what was that light? Jesus said, I am the light that lighted every man that walketh on the face of the earth. Amen. He was that light. Praise ye the Lord. As we go further down, he said, and remember, look at this. Remember, Luke, I think it was Luke chapter 13. Just give me a minute. This young rich guy came over to him. He said, what can I do? He said, why call me? Yeah, chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 18. Why callest thou me good? He said, none is good. So you see, for the first time, God here refers to his creation, what he created. He said it was good. And every time as we go on there, he said it was good, it was good. And God called the light, so verse 4, and God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. So he created the light. God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So looks like what was existing then was not what we have now. That's the water above. Looks like it's a canopy of water. And he divided it. And you see, on and on, he will say, it was what? Good. It was good. It was good. Everything that the Lord created for mankind, somehow the devil goes in there and sows a seed. Am I right? Even in the garden, there was a seed of good and evil. Amen? Everything that God does is good. But then the hands of the enemy, he says, the devil came and he sowed a seed. And it became what? Corrupted. Amen? Even the knowledge that God gives man to create, not create, but to find out some of the things that he has created, man corrupts it. Amen? Loose. Automobiles. Petroleum. Man finds petroleum, creates automobiles. And what do we have today? Cars going everywhere based on prophecy. 1, 2. Now we have a huge problem with spillage, and it's destroying the earth. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is not a very, very comfortable subject to talk about, especially in this setting. But it will cause us to begin to think twice about God's creation and what he thinks about it. Amen. Some of the statistics I'm going to share with us may be shocking. Some of the videos and clips you're going to see may be shocking. But it's for us to wake up and handle with care what God has given to us. Amen. I said to us, even God created us, husband and wife, and what we have today, man corrupts it. It's no longer Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Steve. Amen? He corrupts it.
Look at the food we have that he has created. Now man corrupts it because of what? Money. They are synthetic version of just about everything you can imagine. I was looking at a video the other day. Rice that you eat. They have a synthetic rice that is basically plastic. How many of us saw that? Plastic. Literally, this lady went to a party in Houston, Texas. And they were given food to eat. And behold, the rice was plastic. To the extent, this lady said, this isn't right. She rolled into a ball and bounced it. It was bouncing back and forth. Man corrupted it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be awake and alert at everything we do. This is the truth. A lot of times, have you imagined somebody who's sick and who was healthy and did everything right? Suddenly, you say the person has this situation. And unconsciously, amen, we start to blame God. Say, how could God allow this? We're going to talk today, amen? Be unconscious. I say, come on, this guy was, how come he had this disease? We will delve into that which is couched in darkness today. God, everything God created, it was good. It is good. Man corrupts it. And then we don't see it, and it's clouded. And we look and say, God, how could God allow this? No. We'll get into some of these things this morning. God help us. I was thrilled at the song. The praise team, Michael, rendered. We're going to go deep into the oceans today and see what's going on in God's creation. Now, keep that scripture I gave to us in the back of your mind as we go through this. Jesus, when he led the children of Israel out of the wilderness, 2 million people, the Bible said, there was none sick among them, their shoe never wore out, neither did their clothes. They didn't need a change of clothes because Jesus was in the house. Can you say amen? Can you wear a shoe for 40 years and never wore out? That is the God that we serve. As long as we choose to serve him, he will meet our expectation. If you think because of the bank account you have, wait, it's a little while. When the people will not be able to eat or drink or whatever without the mask, and then you know them that believe the Lord. May the Lord give us the grace to keep on keeping on and not put our faith in our finances, in our monies, in whatever man can give to us. Amen? I'm not saying please get a sound, good education, be the best that you want to be. But our hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' love and his righteousness. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen? After my presentation this morning, I believe that a lot of us would have a clear understanding of the complexities, ramifications of what we call trash, how we deal with it, and its consequences to us and to generations yet unborn. Amen? When a child is born, everybody's happy. And then people find out something start happening, we start blaming. Say, why? Why this? Why this? Why this? Why this? Who knows what that kid had ingested, what the mother had ingested, what the forefathers had ingested that is transferred by the genes to this kid. And it's not manifest because of how man has abused the earth. Praise the Lord. My topic of my presentation, plastics, and more plastics. I told you it's very unusual. Very unusual
but you are the people I know. God forbid, folks, if you know something that will make my life a little better as a Christian, and you don't share with me, I say shame on you. I say shame on you. If I know something that will make your life a little better, health-wise, your children, children's children, yet unborn, and will make a difference to you and to me, I owe it to you. I owe it as a servant and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is the forum I have to share with us. Praise the Lord. A lot of, plastic was invented in 1907. Commercially available in 1947. Very expensive. And the first plastic bottle was made in 1947. And everything thereafter in the 60s, 70s, we have a lot of plastics available. Plastics are not biodegradable. Yes or yes? Ever since plastic were made, they are still on the earth today. And its ramification on your health and my health is what I bring to the table this morning. Because they are still on the face of the earth today. Please hear me go. This is an unusual presentation. It's very unusual. But it's very sobering when you see what I'm going to share with you, video and what have you. Some of you may cause you to tear up. Some it may be sad, and to some it may be graphic. But this is the truth. Keep that scripture behind your mind. He said he would destroy them that destroy the earth. Praise ye the Lord. Every plastic, every trash that we dump, finally ends up where? In the ocean. How many of us know that? Every trash ends up in the ocean. Please, put on that, show me that first video, that first clip, my tech man there. No. The first video, the first clip, it shows the deposits of trash upon the oceans. Five major deposits of trash in the ocean, as big as Mexico. They just discovered it in recent times. The trash that you and I get rid of through the streams, through the ocean, and what have you, end up in the... And those are the five major ones. Number one, there is the North Pacific. Between the U.S. and... It's got... First, that number one there. Biggest. Bigger than the state of Texas. And it's a swelling mist of garbage. And they found out what's going on here. What is going on here? What is going on here? And guess what's happening? Plastics are never biodegradable. They break up with the sun deterioration. It breaks up to smaller particles. Chemists are here, and I have pharmacists here. They break up to... I have one young pharmacy saying yes back there. Amen? Break up. And guess what happens? The creatures of the ocean start eating it up. Please play that first video for me. It's only 7 minutes long. And I may have him stop it just for me to interject it. Please, that video. This is by the United Nations. And give us volume, please.
Because it is durable. that today only the passion for the fact you get to produce is recycled. The rest ends up in our environment, and it's coating our land and our oceans like a disease.
Garbage thrown away in the United States can make its way to Antarctica. Plastic in our coastal waters is pulled into the center of massive wind-driven, churning circular gyres. There are many other ocean currents also diverting the trash all around the surface of the ocean. In reality, there's just one ocean with no boundaries. Seabirds like the shewaters. Seabirds are incredibly helpful because they act like an army of scientists. They travel thousands of miles across the ocean. They pick up plastic off the surface of the ocean where they feed it to their chicks. And that provides an incredible amount of scientific data in terms of where the plastic comes from, its distribution, and how it breaks up on the ocean surface. Dr. Jennifer Leavis, she's devoted her life to studying the plight of seabirds. Shearwaters are incredible birds. They migrate thousands of miles, stopping only here to breed.
The parents were trying to do the right thing. There's a little squid eggs in here, and this current colour is evidence of the squid egg. It's just a shame that every now and then they go wrong in a bad way.
Thank you.
You can go ahead and stop that one. Let me give us a grim statistic here on plastics. There are 5 trillion pieces of plastic floating the oceans. By 2050, the amount of plastic by weight will be greater than the numbers of fishes in the ocean. This 5 trillion piece of plastic will go around the earth 425 times, go to the moon and back twice. The total weight is more than 38,000 African elephants in the ocean. Is somebody with me? Now keep that in the back of that scripture behind your mind, the back of your mind. You see those birds there? They think they are getting food 2,000 miles away for their chicks. And by the thousands, Midway Island, these chicks are dying from plastic that man produced. Would you say they are destroying God's creation or making it better? Would you say we are making it better or we are making it worse? In the beginning, when God created it, he said it was what? Good. It was what? Good. Praise the Lord. You say, Bro Peter, this should be in a different. I'm sharing with you. If you make a difference in somebody's health, it'd be worth it. I'm telling you the truth. 100 billion polyurethane bags are used every year in America. Over 300 million tons of plastic are in the ocean. 400,000 plastic bottles are used every minute in the USA. 60,000 plastic bags every 5 seconds. And they end up where? In the ocean, finally. Are we making God's creation better or what? I don't think so. Praise ye the Lord. Those mama birds, either the albatross or the other one, they thought they are getting food for their chicks. They pick it up, ingest it, and go spew in the mouth of their baby chicks. And the baby chicks, if I show you others, you go, man, this is too much for us today. The chicks are dying by the thousands because the chicks cannot digest it. You say, ah, it's over there, it's way over there. I'm coming home. You see, the bigger plastics is one thing. When they begin to break up into macroplastics, into tiny fragments, that's where you and I get concerned. Because those things, according to a German researcher, ends up in the fish you and I are eating. Is somebody with me? It will end up in the fish we're eating, except we want to kill ourselves. And they did a study. They did on electron microscope and chromatography and all these things. A lot of you scientists, they found them in this fish. And they are carcinogenic. So somebody ate who is healthy by oral standard, he didn't know, and he ate plastic. What they did was in Germany, they took micro, of the plastics and then ingested it in some of the fishes and stuff, and they found them in there. And it caused inflammation in the fishes. And they dissect some of the fishes in the ocean. They found it in the fishes in the ocean that we end up eating. Are you getting me? And so somebody gets sick down the road. You never know. We pray, you pray, 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 pray. And nothing happened. Or a child is born and he has this situation. You say, how could God? We blame God. Do we blame God? We think, oh, yeah, he's in charge. Shouldn't let it happen. Here's the problem. Here's one problem. Well, we thank God that God is merciful to us. Really, that we are standing, that we are walking, that we are able to do what we are doing is but for the mercy of God. Please, just as I keep on talking, they did several studies turn up in this Great Pacific, number one there, took some of the birds, the albatross, and opened them up and see what's going on. Here, just click on and keep looking as I talk. The second clip. The second in Dubai, a camel died, and they went into the stomach of this camel. It had over 600 trash bags in its stomach, and it died. Put that second one on there. 600 trash bags. The camel, that's that one. The inside the stomach of the trash of the camel in there. Who knows what the cows and the cattle in Africa are eating, thinking they are eating food. Inside the camel, inside the stomach of a camel, plastic. It's not biodegradable. Put on the next series on Midway Island. Some scientists went out and this. Put the next one. That's okay with this one. Put on the next one. Just keep clicking. You see how they have dissected some of these birds and see just one after the other. You see the plastics inside them. Bottle caps inside their stomach of these birds. And they are dying by the thousands. Thousands. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is merciful to us. You ask me, oh, where do we go from here? Just one slowly. Look at what's in that bird. What's inside that bird? Caps. Bottle caps. Just click one after the other. Where do we go from here? What solutions do we have? What can we do in terms of what we are eating, what we are digesting, what we are doing to God's creation, the earth? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11. It said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is set in them to do evil. Because God just is mercy, we just take it for granted. Some states are trying to pass laws to ban plastics. Some say yes, Florida say no, never ban plastics. What are they doing? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here are a few admonitions as I try to round up. Every time you go to the grocery store, as much as lies within your power, please take paper. It's biodegradable. Put it in the paper. Amen? We can do that. Can you and I do that? I will try to do that myself. Let's put in the paper that is biodegradable. Two, when you go to the grocery store, as you are picking what you are trying to buy, especially this fresh stuff, begin to pray over it. Plead the blood of Jesus over what you are buying. Amen? There was a time somebody was sick, the rivers were dirty in one, I forgot in the Kings, I think it was. The man of God prayed, and the bitter water was turned sweet. Don't take it for granted, this power of prayer that God has put on us. So everything we touch, he will bless it. So as you go do your grocery stop shopping, for whether it's fresh food, whether it's fish, begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon. If there's death, if there's anything on it, begin to cancel it in the name of Jesus. Because we have to eat. Amen? Amen? Is somebody disagreeing with me? Eh? Nobody? Eh? Okay, please don't disagree with me. I'm just doing the best I can. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing with you what I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I told you there are practical things. Two. Every time you try to, you eat, bless your food. Sanctify it. Bless it. That's what we can do as Christians. Also, four. Recycle. There are nations that do a lot of recycling. In Rwanda, they ban plastics totally. In Rwanda, a poor nation like Rwanda, no plastics, only paper, because it's biodegradable. But America, they are fighting tooth and nail. Support efforts in cleaning up the ocean. However, you can stop. You can't be there. I'm very scared of water. If you put me in the pool, I'll probably go like a lead. Boom. So when I was one time driving across one ocean, what I was in Florida, it went for miles. I said, Lord, Lord. I look this way. The ocean is about 1 foot that way. I look this way. I say, Lord, swing low, sweet child. I'm serious. I don't know who those of you who ever lived in Florida. I don't know the name of the bridge, but it was for miles. I was scared. I won't kid you. But that's another story. Support efforts to clean the ocean. Let's do our own part. There are groups out there that are making efforts. I mean, there are some who are on the left, you know, they tie themselves on the tree and all that. I'm not talking about, but stuff, let's do our effort. If you can't go, you can send a dollar to an organization. Research them. They are online. I ran into one. It's called the Ocean Cleanup. By a 20-year-old, he's about 24, 25 now. It's called the oceancleanup.com. It's out of Netherlands. I'm not campaigning for them. I don't know them, okay? But they are doing a good job. 25-year-old, started at 20th ocean, and they're projecting that within 5 years, that number one guy, the great biggest Pacific plastic patch in the world, they're projecting in within 5 years, they're able to clean up 50% of it by technology he has put together. 25 is about 24, 25-year-old, young kid. Go on YouTube. Google his name, Boylan Slat. Their website is theoceancleanup.com. You can see a lot of these things on it. Just, I was wowed by how this young kid came about, saw the oceans. I mean, you got to see it, everything I've shared with you. Please, you can go online and look at this thing. There's more to it than this time allows me to share with us. Praise the Lord. Also, we can form NGOs. Look at our nation, our countries back in Africa. We can form NGOs smaller and raise funds to do cleanup in the villages. Because have you gone to the village? There's plastic everywhere. It ends up as food in the fishes. And you say, oh, my brother in the village, so this happened, that happened. Who knows? Because those plastic, they call it BPA, bow, whatever, right? It ends up causing various diseases based on the studies they have done in science. It's causing on the fishes, they start creating inflammation, cancer, this, that, and then we end up ingesting and we start saying, how? But I eat well, but I exercise, but I do this, but I do that. Who knows what was eaten by the forefathers? In fact, some of them are causing genetic mutation in the fishes, affecting their reproductive system. Do you know if that's what's affecting somebody that you know and it's hard for them to keep a baby in the stomach? We don't know. May God have mercy upon us. Please, if anything I've shared with us, you think it's hogwash, no problem. No problem. But this scripture kept haunting me and I started researching it. Say, how? Why would God say he will judge those that destroy the earth? Do you think the earth is being destroyed? It's absolutely being destroyed. Absolutely. Had when the plastics were created, they found a new and found a way to, right now we start to have to dispose of this thing so that it does not affect generations yet unborn. Would you like to see that? None of us would like to see our great grandchildren with health diseases. And they say, Grandpa, their generation did this to us. There were beaches that were white before. Totally, totally taken over by trash right now. Trash that man produced and being eaten by fishes. They think it's food. Tiny, tiny pellets of plastic ends up in their stomach. Praise ye the Lord. Ecclesiastes 8:11, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to doom.
Let me read one more scripture. This is Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 4. Say, how long shall the land mourn? And the herbs of every field wither. I didn't talk about plants, what's doing to the plants. For the wickedness of them that dwell therein, the beasts are consumed, and the birds. Because they say, it shall not see us. They are saying, no, don't worry about it. God doesn't see us. May God have mercy on us. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For those of us who are can be here, the websites we referred to, you go on YouTube, type in ocean, plastic ocean. Go on YouTube, type in plastic ocean. You'll see the presentation there. And also, go on YouTube or any website, type in chrisjordan.com. You'll see the pictures of the albatross on Midway Island. That's in the middle of nowhere. Islands of plastic that science just discovered, as big as Mexico. chrisjordan.com. As you look through, you see the camel, that picture of the camel there, and then go down to Midway. You see on the artwork, Midway, you see all those pictures of those birds that were opened up, dead, with plastic caps. Some of them had toothbrushes in them. Toothbrushes. I don't have time because time is not in my favor. But I hope you get my point. May Lord have mercy on us. Thou may eat right in the name of Jesus. Thou may not eat sickness and death and not pass it on to our children in the name of Jesus. Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can, your own little way, to not pollute the earth. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. A little sobering, a little unusual. I apologize, but that's what the Lord laid in my heart. I'm not apologizing. You know, let's just leave it there. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I told you it was unusual, you know, but the Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. We can bring the praise team up. Let's just say a word of prayer now. Because yes, it's sobering, but we know the Lord is good and his mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness is always there for us. Heavenly Father, I've shared with your children that which you laid in my heart to wake us all up to our duties. As Christians, a lot of times we shove all these things aside as if it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But Father, this is all the earth we have. Help us, O Lord. Just like we wouldn't like people coming to our homes to throw trash into our bedrooms, into our living rooms. Father, Lord, you have created this earth, and in the beginning it was beautiful. Father, help us to play a part to let it remain beautiful in the name of Jesus. Where we have erred, Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. All glory to you, Lord. Father, Lord, those who are here at the sound of my voice, there's nothing you can do or the cleaning you want to do. If you don't clean house, if you don't have the Lord as your Lord and Savior, it's just a waste of cleaning. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, all that may hear me, let them hear the clarion call. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming again. And he has died that we do not have to go to hell. And that he has died that we don't have to suffer the consequences of sin. Thank you for forgiving us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, you can go ahead and clap. Praise ye the Lord. To the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the if you have anything you'd like to give to the ministry, so pass on the envelopes, please do so. Everything is used for the gospel. Amen. Every dime of it. None of us gets any remuneration in any case here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're going to join us. Praise the Lord. As the offering come up, just stand up. Give whatever you have to give there. Our drummer is not here. He had to hurriedly leave for work. So you be the praise team and praise the Lord all the way. Amen.